Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
While the planned surge of federal immigration agents into San Francisco may be off, the Justice Department is still warning California officials against interfering with operations. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports it comes after San Francisco's district attorney threatened potential prosecution.
The warning from Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, coming hours after President Trump announced he was changing course on a planned deployment of federal immigration agents into San Francisco. In a letter to Governor Newsom and San Francisco DA Brooke Jenkins, among others, Blanche warns that the DOJ views any arrests of federal agents as both, quote, illegal and futile. He says in return, federal prosecutors would target state or local officials. The letter coming in response to comments from San Francisco's DA that she wouldn't hesitate in prosecuting over-aggressive federal agents.
If they cross the line of the law, I have an obligation to make sure that I pursue filing charges in any case that we believe we can prove for excessive force or harassment or violation of rights.
But former federal prosecutor Joe Moreno says that could be tough, as federal agents have executive immunity.
If the state wanted to bring charges, they'd have to request it from the federal government. The federal government has the first shot at policing its own people.
It's not yet clear whether any other federal immigration enforcement actions are planned in other parts of the Bay Area. Mike DeWald, KCBS.
Muir Woods, which is now closed due to the government shutdown, will reopen through next week thanks to donations. As KCBS's Holly Kwan tells us, a small group of concessionaires says it has culled together enough money to keep the park open until the end of October.
There are a lot of companies that rely on national parks, tour operators, parking companies, the gift shop, all dark during the government shutdown. Now the owner of San Francisco-based tour company Must See says he's cobbled together enough money from park vendors to pay for rangers to return until October 31st. That's $4,600 a day for basic staff and maintenance. After next week, who knows? Emily Thompson is executive director of the Coalition to Protect America's National Parks. She tells KPIX she worries about park visitors running amok with no supervision.
If park rangers aren't available to staff the parks, they should be closed. Without National Park Service staff in place to help orient visitors, to talk about safety, to protect delicate habitat and wildlife, we worry damage will happen.
Alcatraz and Pearl Harbor are two national parks that have remained open thanks to nonprofit and private donations. Holly Kwan, KCBS.
Another tense situation today at Coast Guard Island in the East Bay, where last night security officers opened fire after a driver attempted to force a vehicle onto the base. KCBS's Matt Bigler with more from the scene.
The shooting happened around 10 o'clock last night on the bridge to Coast Guard Island. A U-Haul truck backing up onto the bridge and crossing that blue line onto government property. Rick Villaroman, chief photographer for CBS News Bay Area, says it appeared the driver was taunting security guards.
Then he sped up the ramp and they opened fire about 20-30 rounds at him.
The Coast Guard says the vehicle's action posed a direct threat to the safety of officers on duty. No Coast Guard personnel were injured, but Jenny, one of the anti-ICE demonstrators here, says the driver and at least one other bystander were injured.
I'm definitely going to remember the fact that people were hurt at this protest.
Their conditions are unknown. The FBI is now leading the investigation into the shooting. At Coast Guard Island in Alameda, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
The annual Bay Area Science Festival is tomorrow. It's being hosted this year on UCSF's Mission Bay campus. The venue is new, but as KCBS's Shannon Golden tells us, the free event will have the same slew of hands-on activities for science fans of all ages.
So we're expecting about 10,000 people on Saturday. It's really geared towards families with children of all ages, but also for adults.
That's Catherine Nielsen, director of UCSF Science and Health Education Partnership, which organized the event in collaboration with biologists, neuroscientists, chemists, and experts from some of the Bay Area's top institutions and STEM industries.
They're there talking with you about the activity and about what they do in their jobs.
You can see your brainwaves, drive a robot through an obstacle course, extract DNA from a strawberry, or search for sunspots through a solar telescope.
If you tend towards like creepy crawly things, there's that. But if you're more in like the, you know, robots tinkering, there's that too. There's really everything.
The festival will run from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Currit Quad, rain or shine. In San Francisco, Shannon Golden, KCBS.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some cultural activities, things like going to the opera or the symphony or the ballet, have often been known as being highbrow, you know, pinky extended. But as KCBS's Kathy Whitman tells us, you don't have to be rich to enjoy them.
There's been a historical perception that the ballet, symphony, and opera are for the wealthy. But that's not what UC San Diego professor Joel Gladstone finds after studying who attends those events in both the U.S. and the U.K. Intellectual people fill the audiences.
Those who had higher verbal reasoning, who were able to answer complex intellectual questions to do with linguistics and text, that was one of the strongest predictors of who did attend these events.
They compared this to people who attend pop concerts and movies.
None of the patterns that I'm describing apply to those types of entertainment.
The interest in highbrow events seems to be more social.
If it's really the reason you're going because you want to show off to your friends or you've got people in your wider network who invite you to go, then it's really about trying to encourage those social connections.
He says managers of the opera, ballet, and symphony could get more attendees by having more special and free events. Kathy Whitman, KCBS.
The Warriors are off to a great start at Chase Center, beating Denver 137-131 in an overtime thriller in their home opener last night. KCBS's Megan Goldsby was talking with fans.
Warriors fan Eddie, who lives in Santa Rosa, sums it up nicely.
I think the Warriors vibe is pretty good. It always is the first game of the season, right? Everything's going to be new. Everything's going to be great. Everyone's excited. We're ready to go.
Is everything going to be new and great?
Yeah, it will.
Seriously, though, Rudy from Walnut Creek says for him, it's more than just beginning of the season optimism.
I'm excited to see Jimmy and Curry like get a full shot at it. You know, they had like 30 games last season. They were doing well, but they got both hurt. But like a full season, like maybe we could get better. Maybe we're not fighting in the playoff round or play-in. We'll see.
He wants to see as much as possible of a player he considers a GOAT.
It's probably Steph's last couple years, so just want to enjoy that.
No one wants to hear that.
it's inevitable. But, I think we got a good roster, and hopefully we can get one more.
At Shea Center, Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
The 29-year-old man accused of setting the deadly Palisades fire has pleaded not guilty to federal charges. Jonathan Rinderneck appeared in court in L.A. yesterday afternoon, arriving from Florida earlier in the day. He will remain in custody ahead of his trial. Federal officials say Rinderneck, who lived in the Palisades area, started a small fire on New Year's Day that continued to smolder underground before it reignited almost a week later and roared through Pacific Palisades and Malibu. 12 people died in the Palisades fire. Volunteers who work to keep Lake Tahoe blue now have a new tool to make that job easier. KCBS's Kathy Whitman reports it is a robot that cleans the beach.
Keep Tahoe Blue is making sure the beaches and the lake remain pristine and free of debris. They've used manpower with volunteers, but now they're partnering with EcoClean Solutions.
The owner-operators of the BeeBot, electric-powered beach cleaning robot that picks up small debris from just under the sand.
Jesse Patterson with Keep Tahoe Blue says if the trash on the beaches isn't removed, it can make its way into the lake. The BeeBot is remote-controlled and finds things in the sand that people can't even see.
It's on two tracks, so it doesn't damage the environment as it goes around cleaning up. It distributes its weight really well.
It scoops through the top 2 to 4 inches of sand.
And sifts it through a grate that removes everything down to a half centimeter in size.
It finds mostly plastics and nutshells. They conducted a contest between volunteers and the robot.
And the robot found 10 times more pieces of trash than the volunteers did because they were tiny and just below the sand.
Kathy Whitman, KCBS.
Amazon is extending its promise to help food banks across the country deliver vital groceries to those grappling with food insecurity. KCBS's Shannon Golden reports one Bay Area food bank says this now multi-year partnership will make a big difference.
The e-commerce company has agreed to provide its free home delivery services through 2028 for participating food banks, including the San Francisco Marin Food Bank.
It's huge. A commitment like that allows us to plan. It allows us to feel secure in the services that we're able to provide to the community.
Seth Harris with the food bank says it's Amazon drivers bringing nutritious groceries to almost half of the 7,500 households in the food bank's home delivery network each week, while volunteers and other partners make up the rest. He says this patchwork of support has allowed them to scale up their efforts, even amid surging demands and cuts to federal and state support.
Things shift and the external environment shifts, and having as many different ways to be able to get food out into the community as possible makes us more resilient and able to get food out to the community.
In San Francisco, Shannon Golden, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7. By saying, play KCBS Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin, but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.